Last episode, Madison agreed to defend the wealthy but eccentric architect Gerald Ritchie against the charge of murder. But little did Madison know that he would get more than he bargained for. A beating from a mysterious man that left him with permanent brain damage.
Oh, Madison! Who did this to you?
I think it was Herbert Hoover. He's the one who carries the blackjack, right?
What?
Don't worry, darling. I may not remember my name or how to put on a shirt, but I'm still going to win that case tomorrow.
Oh, Madison!
Now, Madison tries to overcome the ultimate obstacle, a complete inability to think, and defend his client once again.
No further questions, Your Honor.
The defender may now cross-examine the witness.
Mr. Williams.
That's not my name.
I believe I'm asking the questions.
I didn't ask a question, I just said my name is...
Precisely. Now, Mr. Witness, what are we talking about?
Well, like I said, I was walking around late at night when I saw the defendant approach the victim, take out a knife, stab the victim 18 times in the chest, then take out a gun, shoot the victim twice in the head, and throw the victim's body in the river.
Precisely. And then what?
He shouted, "I am a murderer."
Precisely. How do you know?
I saw it.
Mr. Williams, I don't want to waste your time or this court's, so I'm going to make this short and sweet. I think you murdered Mr. Daniels.
Objection, Your Honor. He's supposed to be questioning the witness.
Sustained.
Mr. Williams, I think you murdered Mr. Daniels.
No.
Mr. Williams, allow me to elaborate. Would you say that you are a religious man?
I go to church sometimes, yes.
And you wear eyeglasses?
No.
Well, if your vision is perfect, I'm sure it would be no trouble for you to identify the composer of this musical piece.
I don't hear anything.
That's funny. Bach's Mass in B minor has been playing in this courtroom for some time now. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, are we to trust the testimony of a man with only one nose?
Objection! I don't see where this is going.
Sustained.
Very well. Then allow me to cut to the chase. What is softer, a pillow or a hollow baby?
A pillow.
A bunny or a face?
Face?
Liberace or Martha Washington? A dictionary or perhaps a hollow baby?
I suppose Liberace is...
I'm wearing expensive pants. Convince me to give them to you.
I don't see the point.
You're a tough nut to crack. Here are my pants.
But I don't want them.
You killed Mr. Daniels, didn't you?
No!
Come on. Just between you and me, you can be honest. Here, just whisper it in my ear.
Look, that was...
Aha! Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, here is your man. No further questions.
But I didn't
Madison, you've done it again!